Blog Talk Radio.
So we're giving God thanks. Thank you so much. We want to take a moment to also make sure we give our girl Anika, our sister Anika, a shout out, who's always behind the scenes making it happen. So come on, check in. Let me know you're out there. I see we got people watching. So make sure you give me a quick hello so I can shout you out and give God thanks for you being on with us tonight. Remember, this is the Word Prayer Project. So go tell a friend. The whole goal is for us to make sure that we are connecting with other sisters and brothers, but mainly we're trying to get 1 million women. God says, I need you to get 1 million women on. So you know that's not just my job, right? That includes God working, that includes you working, that includes everybody working, okay? So let's make sure you get those in. I'm getting ready to start reading. Hey, Serge, oh, we got another man in the house. Hey, Serge, we got Styles of a Christian Fashionista. Thank you for joining us. Come on, get those men up in the house, especially if they're fathers. They need to hear that we're praying for them, that we're concerned about them, whether, you know, they are physically or biologically, I should say, connected, or just a Christian fellowship of being with our brothers and our sisters. And it's loading. We got some prayers coming through. Okay, I got a YouTuber user. Hello. How are you? Thank you for joining us. Remember, if that's the way you come through, I don't know who you are, but I'm giving God thanks. Also, ladies, please register. Be counted in those numbers. Come on, we got to be counted. Go to Facebook group, Word Women of Recovery and Deliverance Group, and please register. We had some ladies register last week. So we're really, really, really getting, you know, a lot of attention. And we had a nice turnout last week, giving God thanks for our very first prayer project. giving God thanks. Okay. So, all right, let's start with these prayer requests. Okay. I hear you buzzing. All right, let's go. All right. So we're starting. We're starting with, oh, there's a woman that says her son is bugging out. He's acting like his father. Okay, so see, this is why we need to pray, because remember, there are generational blessings and there are generational curses, and we need to make sure that our children are on the side of generational blessings, not on the generational curse. She says that her son is bugging out. She had a horrible day as a result, and we're going to lift Jason in prayer as he's a dad, and we don't know how things are going, but if mom says that he ain't doing right, then we're going to trust he ain't doing right. So come on, we're going to lift up. And you know what? When I call out the name, you just call out the name. Just call out the name. And here's what we're going to do today. You know, I said we're going to pray for the fathers, but here's what I need you to do. When you submit the name of the father, submit the name of the children, because we need to take the enemy, we need to send the enemy to flight, not just from the father, but from the children, okay? Because see, listen what she just said. She just said he's acting like his dad. So we don't need these children. If these dads are having problems, we don't need the children to have problems as well. So we need to make sure that we're sending the enemy away from the children also, so that the children are really not, you know, being cursed by dad's behavior, actions, because these children, you know, they really are at the mercy of the parents. And I tell you, it is sad. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little story later on and how God is blessing and how God is using us, okay? We're praying for Andre's father and Rihanna's father, Ray, and Oswald, and we're praying for their health as they are planning to retire and going back to Guyana. We're praying for Donovan as he is about to welcome a new child with his wife, and they already have three children, Caleb, Alicia, and Michaela, and praying that he can handle the responsibilities and the demands without compromising his walk with God. Amen. Because we don't, you know, a lot of times we add on. We add on new responsibilities. We add on new activities. We add on new lives. And it becomes a burden after a while. But we don't anticipate that. So very good prayer. Amen. Prayer for Darrell and his walk with God and his example as he sets for his son, Donovan. We're praying for Elijah's father. So that's Elijah's dad, that he can strengthen his relationship with Elijah and be a better influence. Amen. We're praying for Andre's uncle and father figure, June. And we're praying for his health as he is retired and dealing with a hurt shoulder from years of work. Amen. All right, come on. You're still chiming. We've got some time here. We're lifting up dads tonight. We're lifting up fathers tonight. Okay, even if your father was a ne'er-do-well in your opinion, even if your father was an absent father, even if your father was an alcoholic, even if your father was a drug abuser, even if your father was a cheater, even if your father was a person who just didn't want to get up and get no job, he needs prayer. We can't be so mad that we don't want to pray for him. Okay, remember, God sent you to be the example in many lives where people would not even know him. People wouldn't see him, but he's using you. So you know what? God says it's easy to pray for the people we love. Pray for those who are your enemies and people who have despitefully used you, people who have ignored you. You know, a lot of women come, and men come from broken homes where the father left out. He's not a part of, he wasn't a part of your life. You're angry, you're resentful. Maybe this dad has new children now that he's giving all this attention to. Oh, yeah, it goes down just like that, and you know so, okay? So come on, submit that name. Submit that name. Call out his name tonight. He needs you. Yes, you can't be so angry that you leave him off the prayer list. Because listen. Come on. It's about not being selfish. It's about not being self-centered. So if he had more children and he treats them better, what you going to do? You found God. Amen. Amen. You found God. God found you, tapped you on the shoulder, answered. You went looking for God. God drew you in. How blessed are you? And that happened without you even having a dad. Well, here's what God, I'm sure, has put on your heart. You don't want the new children to experience what you experienced, right? I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you don't. Let me know you're out there. Say hello to your brothers and sisters. Come on, we know you're out there, okay? We're going to pray for Kareem, and we're going to pray that we let him, pray that God helps him to become a better father to his children, and we're going to ask God to just help him be a better man, before his children, okay? Oh, boy, we're going to pray for Renell. And pray for his new job and that he becomes a better father to his children. And we, you know, sometimes dads let the jobs get in the way. Dads let life get in the way of being involved with their children. And we don't want that. Okay? So we're praying for Tony and his relationship with all of his children and that God can help him improve and to mature into being a better father. Okay, woo! Keep them coming. This is popping. This list is jumping. Okay. want to make sure I read this correctly. We're praying for, all right, I know I'm a little silent right now. That's because the list got away from me. Oh, okay. All righty. Thank you for your patience. We're praying for Stephen. He lost his daughter to the system when his child's mother began a custody war. So we're going to ask God to help keep him encouraged, help him do the right thing. You know, we were just talking the other day about men who just drop the ball altogether, just drop the ball altogether. When they have to fight with the women, they quit their job. They don't work. Now the child doesn't get because they don't want mom to get. So we're going to make sure that we keep Stephen and other men like Stephen lifted before God. We're praying that if it's God's will, he will get his daughter back and that he will hold no grudges. And that's a heavy prayer because we don't understand how that affects the child. Everybody holding judges, mom and dad can't get along. We don't understand that the children really suffer in all of this. We're praying for Larry to accept the current state, but to push past, you know, whatever he's going through so that his children can benefit from him being a godly father. It's not just good enough to be a father. We need godly fathers, okay? So come on, let's admit those dads, okay? We're praying for Tony that he will continue to try to be in his children's lives and to accept the call of God in his life so that he can be a godly father. We're praying for Kenny, who lost his first child when the child passed away as a baby. And we're praying that he will continue to heal and that God's will can be met. And, you know, he will give God his life and that he will be a great father to his stepson. That, you know, he won't mourn the loss of the baby so much that he does not understand that there's a call to his, you know, to his life as well as a dad to the stepson. Okay, we're praying for Chris as he tries to set an example for his two small children and ask God to protect him, and including that, you know, these men have to understand that you can't be the best dad you can be without God. You can be a good dad. You can be a decent dad, but we're looking for great dads. Come on, ladies, we're asking for great dads. Great dads, not good dads, not decent dads, great dads, okay? We're praying for Dad Leroy, who is getting older and has some health concerns, and he's mourning the loss of his sister, and we're praying for him as a dad as well so that he can, you know, continue to move forward. Regardless of how old their children are, you still need to be a dad and a mom if that's what God gave you to be. Okay. Oh, we're praying for Cousin John, who is trying to be better for his two sons, Jalen and Jonathan, and his stepchildren while he is still mourning the loss of his mother. We're praying for Uncle Andrew and Uncles Andrew and Mark, that they are fathers of first-year college and high school boys who need guidance in their new stages of life, and Uncle Mark, who is currently looking for work. So, you know, these guys who are just entering high school and college, they still need their dads. They need their dads more than ever right now because the world is calling them to be men of the world. They're not calling them to be men of God. They're calling them to be men of the world. So we're praying that Uncle Mark gets, you know, finds employment that can bless him and his family. We're praying for and I hope I say this name right, Octavie, as he also has his son and two daughters to set an example for as he works on building his business. And let him turn that business over to God so that that business can service God's kingdom, not just this world, okay? We're praying for DeLon to continue to work on his relationship with God and on his relationship with his son and daughter as they are young people and need his guidance. Amen. We're praying for Brian to be able to be present and to have a strong relationship with his young daughter that doesn't live with him, as well as his father, Brian Sr., for good health. Amen. We're praying for Michael Paul as he raises his large blended family with the youngest finishing high school. And we know with all of these teen challenges on TikTok and all of this stuff, dads need to be around. Come on. I know you know a dad that you have not thought of. If you're a dad on here, submit your own name. It's okay. No judgment. This is a judgment-free arena, okay? We're not worrying about, you know, what you're asking God to help you with. You know, last week I was talking to a gentleman, and, you know, I said, yeah, you know, come on, we're going to pray for the addicts and we're going to pray for the alcoholics. And he was like, you think men are going to get on and say, well, I need to be I'm an alcoholic and an addict? Well, you know what? Why not? Why not? Judge-free zone. We're just lifting you before the Lord, okay? All righty. So we're praying for Randy as he raises his three daughters. Ooh, three daughters. I don't envy him at all. I got three girls of my own, and it's a hard job, okay? Praying for Cousin Andrew as he is about to be a father and praying that he will be a great godly influence to this brand-new life he's bringing into this world. Amen. Make sure if you know that there's a dad to be in your life, make sure you submit his name, okay? We need to be calling on all of those names for dad to be, okay? It's better to pray for them now before they become a dad, okay? Praying for Kenan that God helps him understand that he is endangering himself on his motorcycle and how his gambling he's gambling with his life and could possibly leave his son here without a father. Amen. Amen. So we're going to lift all of those motorcycle dads up as that's a dangerous, activity and recreation. And, you know, we're really asking God to cover them as they're on the road. We're praying for Grandpa Stephen, that God continues to show him how to be a father to his adult children and grandchildren. Amen. We're praying for Jamal, asking God to reintroduce himself to him so he can learn the true attributes of fatherhood and how to continue to co-parent in a godly way. We're praying for Jimmy and Derek, praying that they stop running from God and understand that their children's well-being is dependent on their obedience. Amen. Praying for Delaine and Tony. We're praying they stop claiming gang sex. Oh, and to leave the street mentality alone. Come on, Delaine and Tony. That gang world is nothing. You can't be a good dad to your children. You can't be the best dad to your children if your gang set is in existence. You got to put that down. Got to put that down. Help them to understand that their involvement will introduce their life to their children. Amen, because that's what I was about to say. You know, now you possibly are opening up doors for your children. All right? Come on, check in. So let me say hello to you. We're praying for Terry. We're praying that God leads him to be the man God needs him to be for his daughters. We're praying for Just. And we're praying that he stops ignoring the call on his life and learns what it means to include God in the legacy he is trying to leave for his son. We're praying for Deshaun, praying that he offers his children to God, even if he doesn't want to accept the offer. Ooh, okay, listen. Running from God ain't the answer. If God is calling your name, I advise you to answer. Okay? All righty. I still got some. This is just still chirping. Oh, we're praying for Jason, and we're praying that he introduces his children to Jesus the same way his family introduced him to God, making a bigger step and taking it even further than his parents took it. Amen. We're praying for Tyreek that he steps up and learns how to be a better father to Mariah. We're praying for God's dad sponsor Ian, praying that he stays on the right path with his health ever, good health, and that he doesn't choose to fall off again. Excuse me. Okay, we're praying for Odane, that he seriously gets his sons involved with church. We're praying for Michael, and we're praying that he learns to properly co-parent and be the healthy, godly balance in his daughter's life and her needs. We're praying for AJ, praying that he remembers to stop denying, praying that God stops, praying that he stops denying God. And when you deny God, you deny your children. Hey, Pastor Kim, thank you for joining us. We're praying for Kim, for Chris. We're praying that he doesn't allow his attitude towards God to interfere with his children getting to know Jesus. We're praying for Lou, and we're praying that he steps up quick and doesn't miss out on any more time with his daughter. Amen. We're praying for Leroy. We're praying he pays attention to God, whispering to him, answering the call, and letting God show him an even better way to be a father to his adult children. Men, please, please remember that God needs you to answer the call. You know, I want to remind all of the men out here, since we're praying for you men, that to really display love for your children is to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and to let him lead the way. That's the best way we can love our children. It's so easy to love them the way the world loves them, but it's exceptionally a blessed experience and a gift when they are loved by a man who loves God first. Please, please, every day on the broadcast, I always ask, you know, can you please just remember that you need Jesus? We can't make it on our own. We can't make it on our own, okay? So come on, men. Love your children. Love your children the way God needs you to love your children. Not the way this world, you know, buying them everything and, you know, showering them with things and, you know, teaching them about, you know, how to deal with a woman and teaching them, you know, the things of the world. That's secondary. Give them God first. That's the best father you could ever be. All right? So come on, come on. They're still popping, still jumping. We got a little bit of time before we actually go into prayer. We're going to continue to call out these names. We're going to be praying for Jimmy Jr., and we're praying for his submission to God and his humility so he can be an effective father to his young daughters. And he just got finished having a baby. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're praying for these men who just brought lives into this world, okay? All right. Oh, we're going to be praying for Al and Ken. I'm going to call them Ken, Tim, and Daquan for healing and reconciliation. We're praying for Chris, who has Darrell and Darnell, for generational healing. Amen. And we're praying for James Evans for transformation and restoration for grief. Amen. And we're praying that God will teach KJ how to relate to a new marriage with a wife that has health issues. So, again, you know, we're lifting, come on, let's lift these dads up before God. Last week, we lifted up the men in general, any kind of man. Today, we're focusing on fatherhood. It's a heavy call and responsibility on your life. God does not give every man children, not from his own loins. You know, he may be a mentor. He may be a teacher. He may be a stand-in dad. He may be an uncle. But not every man is a direct dad. Okay? Okay. So I don't know who 01 first is, but we cannot pray that Donald Trump goes to prison. That's not what this prayer line is about. And you got to join forces with us. Don't work against us. So it doesn't sound like that's going to be a woman. So I'm hoping that's not one of our ladies. But come on, I need you to invite those who are going to come on, hold hands and hold hearts with us. You know, we're going to pray for Donald Trump as a father who still has, you know, children who are adults who are still doing crooked things just based on supporting him. And unfortunately, we don't realize that when we show children how to, you know, be crooked, that they become crooked sometimes as well. So that's what we're going to lift up Donald Trump for tonight. Not that he goes to jail, because that's not what we're talking about tonight. Tonight we're talking about praying for the dead, okay? So if you can join your hands and join your hearts, we don't mind that you join us, but you got to hold hands and hold hearts, okay? All righty. We're giving God thanks that he has called on us to be prayer warriors for his kingdom. And we're going to ask God to cover all of these people who are submitting names. And the enemy is like straight busy tonight. My phone keeps blanking out. We're praying for Cameron, and we're praying that he moves out the way and offices daughter and son, God, really offer them, God. We're praying for Cameron Creighton, and we're praying that he continues to walk as a strong father under Christ. We're praying for Pastor KL. We're praying for Dwayne. We're praying for Pastor Ed. And we're praying, you know, our brother Al has already been lifted up in prayer. And we're praying that they have, you know, really walk in a way that they can be a great example. They are great men. And from what we see, they are great fathers. So we want to lift them up before God, that they continue to walk in the way of the Lord. Okay? We're going to lift up Ainsley, our brother Ainsley, and his daughter Janicia and Zay Charisma. And we pray that he remains a great father and an example in their lives as he continues to show them who Jesus is. Okay, we're going to pray for all of the inmate dads. How about that? Okay. We're going to pray for all of the inmate dads. How many fathers are sitting behind bars now? Okay, that they have done some things that's against the law, and we know if it's against the law, it's against God. And how many children don't have their dads, or how many children are going on prison visits? I'd have been on the prison visit. It ain't fun. It's not fun. And you know, I remember being on a prison visit, and there was a little boy there with his mother to see his uncle. And, you know, I asked him, I said, do you know what you're getting ready to do? Who are you going to visit? And he said he was going to visit his uncle. And I said, are you happy to be here with your uncle today? And he was like, yeah, it's fun. And I was like, this is not fun. This is not fun, okay? This is some serious business here. You know, while you at home playing with your toys and seeing your friends and going out and you have your freedom, uncle doesn't. So I'm sure this is the uncle. When you go see your uncle, when you see him, ask him, is this fun? Because, see, here's what we need to help make sure that they understand. They need to understand that prison is not fun. Jail is not fun. Because if that's what they get, that impression of jail, oh, they won't mind. They won't mind doing things that could possibly send them there. So this is why we have to pray for these dads, that they set an example, you know. So come on, let's get these names in. We still got names coming in. We're praying for Chris. And we're praying that he offers his newborn to Jesus and enforces that with the child's mother. We're praying for Serge, and we're praying that he follows God's guidelines as to how and when to step up with uncle duties, you know, as a surrogate dad, you know, as a stand-in dad, You know, some of our dads have been called. They don't have, you know, biological children, but they've been called to be dads, you know, to other children. Okay, so we want to make sure that we keep these men lifted as fathers. You know, before we go into our prayer, last week I drafted a post, and I waited too long before I, like, posted it, and it erased, it deleted everything. And I was brain dead and so upset because I could not remember what I wanted to say. So I actually had to draft a new one. So I drafted one and I posted. And as I went back and I read it and I got ready to send, to post a new post out there, something, I won't say something because the purpose of me telling this is because to tell you that I follow the leading of the Lord. The leading of the Lord said, put in praying for your ex and praying for your child's father. Because, you know, it was brought back to my remembrance of how bitter a lot of we women are. And if God is calling us as women to pray for these men, then we have to leave emotions on the side. Our concern for them as men of God, it can't be blocked by our bitterness. It can't be blocked by our hatred. It can't be blocked by our lack of forgiveness. It can't be blocked at any point. And I put it in there. And the next morning, or that later on, we found some very tragic news of a father who was driving, got into a terrible car accident, and he was killed on site. One of the children, it was a set of twin boys, one of them was killed. By the time he got to the hospital, he was dead. There's another, the twin was fighting for his life. He had to undergo like 3 surgeries, and he had his daughter in the front seat, and she had to undergo surgery as well. And I thought about, God, you just had me to put in at the last minute, in that last post or the last draft of the post, you had me include, pray for your child's father. And the two mothers, because the boys and the girl, they have two different mothers. And those two mothers had to get that tragic news that their children no longer had a father, that one of the boys was no longer here. And I think about how God said, put in, pray for your child's father. How important is that? How important is it for us to pray for these men? You know, we know they didn't did us dirty. We know that they didn't cheat on us. We know that they didn't lie. We know, you know, that they didn't bring home the paycheck like they were supposed to. We know that they didn't always, you know, they weren't always a man of their word. We know that. We know that. And that's why we're not together, and that's why we can't get along, and that's why we're not talking, and that's now why we're in the battle of the kids. Yes, God had me put in, pray for your child's father, because we are sometimes the only God they will know and see. And if we don't set the example, if we don't lift them, you know, and I have to say this to you, you know, somebody I know, we were talking and we were going back and forth about, you know, what the father did. And the brother of the father made a statement and said, you know, my brother would never hurt his kids. And I said, no, he ain't hurt him. He killed him. He killed one. And, you know, so, well, you don't know why he was speeding. I said, you don't know why he was speeding. And I said, well, is there a logical or a justified reason for speeding? Was one of the kids sick and he was trying to get to the ER? Was somebody chasing him and he was afraid for his life or the life of the kids? What prompts you to speed? No, he would not intentionally. I know he loved his children. I know he loved his children. But this is what I was talking about a few minutes ago. We have to learn how to love our children with a godly level of love. And if we don't submit our lives to God, we will not be godly mothers and we will not be godly fathers. We will love our children, but our love is limited. We don't have the love that God needs us to give our children if our lives are not hidden in him. And I'm sorry if this is just, I'm just breaking your heart right now. But I have to tell you, this is what God has given me to tell you. And I'm saying, we kept going back and forth. Well, you don't understand why he was speeding. And no, he wouldn't hurt his children. And I said, well, do you realize that that reckless behavior, the speeding alone, disregarded the children in the car? I'm not judging this man. I'm not condemning him to hell. But what I'm trying to get across to those of us that are still living, that we're going to have to step out of ourselves. Whatever he was racing and rushing for, we will never know because he's not here to tell a story. And as late as it was at the time of the accident, the children were probably sleeping. And we will never understand what happened. But what we do know is that that action took the life of a child, took his own life. So now the two children that are here, they don't have fathers. They don't have a father. You know, so, you know, we don't really, a lot of times, fast driving is not something that is logical. And like I said, unless, you know, there was another car chasing or, you know, there was some emergency within the car and we needed to get to the emergency room, you know, and my heart just has been bleeding ever since I heard the story. And I thought about the dad and his children, this man who I know loved his children. I don't even question that. That's not even a doubt in my mind. But I just implore all of you to just act on the behalf of your children first. And the only way we're going to keep that in mind is to give our lives to God, give our thought process to God, give our words and our actions and our deeds to God, give our love to God first. And that way he will teach us how to love our children. I promise you, you're not going to go astray. And it's not that some of us who have accepted the Lord, you know, we don't get a little crazy at times, but we do. Okay? All right, we're getting ready to read these last couple of names before we actually get our prayer going. So we're going to be praying for Uncle Vernon, and we're praying that he takes advantage of the abilities he has and offers whatever else he has left to God. You know, we know Uncle Vernon is ill. But he's a dad nonetheless, and he's a grandpa. And, you know, whatever little bit he has, make sure everything is given to the glory of God. We're asking God to be with Damon as he has his own son, and he is pastoring, and he is setting an example. He is a father to many now as a pastor. So we're lifting him before the Lord. We're praying for Sheldon, and we're praying that he humbles himself and teaches his children to be humble before God, and that he will give his children what he was given when he was young, and that he will, you know, definitely walk in the way of the Lord, okay? We're praying for Vernon as he's a father, and we're praying that he will humble himself to God and give his son a way of life that he can't match right now. There's no match to this right now. Just give him God, okay? So you can continue to have the prayer list coming, and as we pray and lift those names before God, we're going to ask God to be with all of the dads we just got finished reading. If someone comes to your mind during the time, we gladly accept it, and we're going to just add that on when we finish. Okay, let us go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, with humble hearts. We come before you, God, with heavy hearts.
We're coming before you, God, with grateful hearts. We're coming before you, God, with hearts that have been merged and gelled together, God, that we will walk on one path as we lift the fathers before you today, God. Under your direction and your leadership, dear Heavenly Father, every man that is a father on this earth, even men who don't even know that they're a father right now. There are men out there who women have disconnected from them, and they never even knew that they became a dad, God. But even if you just helped him walk in that way with another child, dear Heavenly Father, another young person, that even if he was a mentor to that person, God, or maybe he was a stepdad to someone, dear Heavenly Father, or a sponsor, dear Heavenly Father, we're asking you, God, to just raise him up to be a dad in you. But before we ask you, God, for the dad behavior, God, we ask you to convert them into true men of God, men that will walk in your will and walk in your way only, God, men that will seek you first, God, and make sure that they don't give anything or put anyone before you, God. We're lifting up the men before you, God, who are fathers, God, who have chosen you because they understand that without you in their life, without you guiding their life, dear Heavenly Father, without you pointing the way, dear Heavenly Father, that they don't know anything. We know nothing without your spirit leading the way, God. And, Lord, we're asking you, God, that as you have called them to be fathers, as you have allowed them to be fathers, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you, God, that as they have chosen to be men of God, that they will be the best guidance that any child or young person could have, God. For, God, we're asking you that even if their children are adults, that they still can set examples, God. I've known adult children to follow ways of their adult parents into a life of drugs, into alcohol and partying. So, God, we know that job never ends. It never ceases. That you have set the biggest example of what a father should be like and about. And let them look and see what you have done and want to follow in your footsteps, God. We're thanking you, God. We're thanking you, God, for the men who are fathers who are in good health, dear Heavenly Father, that have their minds together, God, that they're not suffering with any mental illness, dear Heavenly Father, and that they have decided to give you their life, and they are offering everything to their children, God. As we have called out the names of fathers and their children, dear God, we're asking you that the generational blessing be just go on and on, just lines up for every generation behind him, God, that he has set the example, that he is someone to be looked up to, God. Because when his children see him and when his grandchildren see him, God, that there's something for them to follow, that they can be proud of, God. Lord, we're lifting up the man who has mental illness, who's physically ill, God, who cannot service his children the way he may even want to, God. But, Lord, if he gives his life to you, if he's given his life to you, God, there's something. There's something that he can always do, dear Heavenly Father. Something he can always do to be a light in that child's life, God. We're lifting up the dad who's a drug abuser, the dad who is an alcoholic, the dad who is an ex-abuser, dear Heavenly Father, but who may not use the intoxicant, but who he's still carrying and walking with the traits and the habits, God. Lord, just point him to you. Draw him. Tap him on the shoulder, dear God. Because even though he does not intoxicate his body, God, those habits and the things that he used to do, God, are just ingrained. But there's nothing you can't deliver him from, God. Lord, we're lifting up the father who was a physical abuser, a mental abuser, a sexual abuser, dear Heavenly Father, an emotional, a financial abuser, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, there's nothing again. You can't turn around. And we're thanking you, dear Heavenly Father, that we have the ability to pray for them, God, that you have reminded us to lift him in prayer, God. We're praying for that dad who's the ex, who we don't get along with anymore, God. But, Lord, we know that forgiveness opens up every door, God, every door. There's nothing, nothing that you're not willing to do, God. There's nobody that you don't want to see enter into your kingdom, dear Heavenly Father. So, God, we're asking you to repair those relationships. Repair the relationships, God, so that the grandchildren will have the opportunity to know this person, God. See, we seem to forget that, yes, we may have been born in sin and shaped in iniquity, but we have your DNA because you said, let us make man in our image. So we still have a part of you that flows through us, God. And at any given moment, that part can raise above that sin and iniquity. And we're asking you, dear Heavenly Father, that the women, on this line, that the men who have decided to join us, God, that they would push everything aside and lift these men up, God. Even if they did not do what he was supposed to do, God. That all of that's behind us. Today is a new day. Today you said, I need you to lift them. I need you to lift them before me. I need you to just hand them over to me. You have not because you've asked not. Your children are still suffering because you did not give the men to me. Your children still don't know how good this man could be because you never offered him to me. So, Lord, we're just asking you to help every woman who is bitter against their father, God, that she would now seek you first, that she would push everything on the outside and show him your love, God. For every woman who's been mistreated, ignored, disrespected, abused, that she can push that all on the outside and have that internal love, that you would replace all of that, that she would remember what you said about forgiveness, that she would remember, dear Heavenly Father, what you have done for her, how patient you were with her. And that sometimes, dear Heavenly Father, you know, we're going to have to really step aside and just remember some of the good things and talk to you about those good things and let you have an opportunity to multiply those good things because we've asked you. We're our sisters and mothers and girlfriends and cousins and coworkers and girlfriends are trying to figure out how in the world are you even lifting this man before God that she would remind that individual, those individuals, that God told me to forgive and I need to forgive and I'm happy to follow in the way of the Lord. But we're asking you to be with the dads, the Heavenly Father, who walked away from their children. And their children have got to learn now how to live in a one-family home, one-parent home. How the mother has to carry the load, dear God, just because he doesn't want to pay child support. Just because she gets on his nerves, just because, you know, she's nagging him all the time. We're asking the Heavenly Father that he just put his dad duties in the forefront. And that's why we're asking you, God, to just take this man before you. We're pushing him before you, even before he's a father, but that he would be a soldier in the army of your war. That he would not be a man of this earth, a man in this world, just trying to survive. But he's a man that has chosen you. And now, at one point where he wanted to walk off, now he wants to stand up and take his rightful place in this child's life, God. But we're also going to lift all these women before you, dear Heavenly Father. The women that are still holding grudges, God. The women that still won't, oh, he always did this and he always did that and he'll never be anything different and he'll never change. And, you know, I gave him a chance already. Oh, let it all be pushed aside. And if that man is really coming to the forefront, that he would be given an open and honest opportunity. And because you've granted it, that he would make it his business not to go back on his word. So, Lord, we have so much to come to you about today. We have so much, dear Heavenly Father, that we're thanking you for, God. We're thanking you, dear Heavenly Father, for just giving us this word to come to you with, that you've already done some healing in a lot of our lives, that we can still come before you, God. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We're asking you, God, to just help us press our way. Help us press our way to help these dads, to help them, that sometimes they need a little help. Do we want to help sometimes? No. Do we feel they deserve our help? No. But we got to put that on the side because you've given us an assignment. And you said, I put this world before you. I put this world in your hands for you to take and lift up to me in a judgment-free zone. Just bring them to me. So, God, we're lifting everybody up at this point that we can hold hands, can hold hearts, God, because we have a mission to accomplish, that these children need their fathers, God, that they are not in these streets doing all kind of things, using drugs, joining gangs, all kind of things, God, that is definitely opposite of what you would have them to do, God. So many children are walking around bitter because of the dad, God. And, Lord, we're just asking for the reconciliation. We're asking that all the hearts just be toned down from any bitterness or anxiety. And we're asking you, God, to just do a repair. Repair these men, God, so that the children can be repaired. All of the dads who are preachers, God, we're bringing them and we're lifting him before you, dear Heavenly Father, that he will forget that ministry starts at home first. And that our families are important to us. And we can't minister to this world if we're not ministering to our children. We're not ministering to our grandchildren. So we're asking you, God, that just even your clergy learn how to balance it all. That they come to you when it gets rough, when it gets hard, when it gets out of control, that they come to you to be a better father. And again, that we all seek you as to how to be the best parent. That we would only hear from you in regards to direction of our children. That this world has our children going every which way, God. But only you have the firm foundation to place these children in. And we're grateful that we can come to you, God, tonight, giving you these men, these children. And we're asking you, God, to just touch upon these fathers, God, even if they don't know we're praying about them, God. And we pray that they begin to feel the change, that next week you spare our lives. We're back here. We can start testifying and give a praise report about how great we see your work is and how these fathers are beginning to change. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for choosing us, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for opening up doors, God, for each and every one of us. Thank you, God, for every woman who submitted a name, a father, a child, a situation, and even let her submit herself, because sometimes we have to be that woman behind that dad. Let us learn how to do what we're supposed to do and become that assistant that we need to be, and not be resentful that we may have to do 5 extra things. But sometimes we got to be in the forefront. So we're thankful. We're grateful. And we give you the glory and the honor. So rightly do your name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Woo! All right. Before we close, we have some last names that we're going to submit, because these names are going to go on our list for the week. And going forward, we are going to pray for Gerald Sr., who just lost his longtime girlfriend and mother of his child, praying that he lets go of all drugs and alcohol so he can be there for his child, who is now motherless, praying that he finds God so he can help his son through the terrible loss, and that God will guide him on how to allow his child to grow up and not baby him to both of their detriment. Amen. 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 Yes, Styles of a Christian Fashionista, this is green tea, and it is delicious. My mouth is so dry, and it is definitely doing the job. Okay, thank you so much for the compliments on our prayer. The last prayer we have is we're praying for Daquan, and we're praying that he stops fulfilling his flesh and he puts his children first by giving them to God. Amen. Ladies, gentlemen, let us contact all of our friends and family and let them know that every Sunday, God spares, at 9 p.m., they can join forces with us and be a part of the prayer group, that their strength in unity, you know, we can continue to be a blessing to one another, to this world, that, you know, they can always submit names. We don't know who God is going to be calling on next week. But we thank him for today. We are, this is our second week, and we're going to go forward no matter how many people are on. But God said he gave a number, and we're going to make sure we continue to work to get to that number. And whatever it is we have to do, we're going to be obedient, and we're going to do it. We are going to be on tomorrow. It's due time with Pastor Steph. God spares our life at 7 a.m. on Block Talk Radio. You can also call in 516-387-1358. If you, you know, check out the Coach for Christian Life Facebook page, you will definitely see the link for tomorrow. And I hope you join us. It is a blessed experience each and every day. Thank you so much for joining us today. And listen, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show, okay? Thank you so much for putting the information in the chat. Please feel free to join us. I thank you so much for your time. I thank you so much for the submission of the prayers. We give God thanks for you. A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. Please subscribe. Hit that button. Like us. Let people know that we're here. Thank you so much. We love you, and we pray that you have a blessed night. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us.